T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No more appropriate music than Bad to the Bone to welcome in our next guest, Todd Walker, SEC Network analyst, former LSU and MLB second baseman. Todd, you're Bad to the Bone. What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm wondering where T-Bob has been because I do the stuff with Hester, and he's never on anymore. He's on constant vacation.
Yeah, who knows with him? Who knows? He might be somewhere and playing one of those goofy nerd board games or you know, dreaming up a Star Wars film that he wants to try to produce.
There you go.
Todd, the next six games in the conference for the LSU Tigers are, that's the season. I think starting tonight against Alabama, I think that this is going to go a long way as to if LSU is going to reach that 13-win threshold and maybe qualify for the postseason. Do you think it's all on the line right here in the next two weekends?
Well, there's no doubt it's all on the line. I thought these last three weekends, Auburn, Alabama, and A&M were going to be pushovers, and I was saying there's no doubt that LSU would get into the postseason with that 13 wins you're talking about, but now it doesn't look so easy. They did beat Auburn 2 out of 3, which I didn't think was going to happen because Auburn had been told to the week before, and we're looking pretty good. Alabama tonight, those Tyler Ross, comes behind him tomorrow with a guy named Dylan Smith, who I think is one of the best pitchers in the SEC. Peyton Wilson, the leadoff hitter for Alabama, is really good. I think he's tops in the conference with Trey Morgan in hits. So Alabama's no pushover. So it's going to be a tough series. I think LSU has to win 2 out of 3, if not sweep. If they only win one or get swept, it's going to be tough for them to make it into the field of 64.
Yeah, LSU, 13 wins would have about I think 60-some-odd percent chance of getting in the postseason opposed to 75-80% if they get to that magic number 14. A sweep in either one of those series and 2 out of 3 in one of those series would get you to 14. But I want to talk about Trey Morgan and Dylan Cruz. Trey Morgan's been the SEC Freshman of the Week 2 out of the last 3 weeks. I know this season hasn't gone the way LSU wanted it to go, but they've got some things to build upon with those two young freshmen.
There's no doubt, and they got a couple freshmen in the bullpen as well. Ty Floyd's going to be a good arm for them. So they've got a lot of young kids that they can depend on. But when you've got the two top hitters in your lineup are true freshmen, that's speaking volumes to the future. Trey Morgan does a great job of using the other side of the field. He's a hard strikeout, and he's just popping it all over the place. It was funny as I asked him, I said, when you came out of New Orleans out of high school, I think you knew you were an elite defender, but did you think that you'd hit 350 in the SEC? And his response was, I've always looked at myself as a hitter first, like an offensive player, which I thought was pretty cool because he's as good as he gets at first base. And so he's just had a phenomenal year. And, of course, Dylan Cruz was one of the top amateurs in the country. And he lands in Baton Rouge, and then he's just followed that up with what he's doing as well. So those top two, and then you got Dugas and Doty behind them. That's why I think that LSU can make a run because it's not like they're struggling. They lost Jaden Hill to injury, but they haven't lost anybody else significant. So I think they can still make a run. I think that they can win the 4 out of the last 6 games that they need in the conference to get into the SEC tournament. And the reason we say 13 wins is because 2 years ago, Florida was 13-17 in the conference, and they got in. If you got 12 wins,
there's
still
a
slight chance. Huh?
The strength of schedule is the best in the country for LSU.
Yeah, the strength schedule is number one, and so you know, look, you gotta keep in mind the committee that picks. I mean, they're hand picking these teams to get into the 64, and clearly, what you've done during the course of the year matters. But looking at LSU, a team like LSU, they're going to have to give them a reason to keep them out, not a reason to put them in. You know what I'm saying? They want LSU in any way they can get them. And I think that maybe even 12 wins gets it done if they get to the tournament and win a few games there.
Now with the COVID-19 restrictions being lifted and more fans are expected to travel to regionals and super regionals, do you think that plays into a committee's decision too? Because LSU would be a big draw. They would travel. They would be in whether it's in Ruston or wherever you put them, there's going to be LSU fans that will travel for that. Do you think that's a
factor? And that's a good point too. Yeah, think about as rough of a year as LSU have. If Ruston they're one of the 20 sites they announced today to host a regional. So Ruston, Louisiana, imagine if LSU goes up to play in that regional against Tech, and they've already beat them down twice this year. So see, as rough as the year as LSU's had, if they get thrown in that regional, I think they win that regional. And all of a sudden, LSU's in the super regional against somebody. So, so they've got a real shot. They just have to get in.
I want to go back to Trey Morgan for a second, Todd. Do you think he projects as a first baseman into big league level, or is he an outfielder?
We've talked about that, and Mike Morgan, my buddy, that we were doing the game the other day, and he said, is it a waste of his speed to keep him at first base? But, he doesn't have the big pop that you want out of a first baseman, in the big leagues to hit 30 home runs. And so what do you do? Well, I like him at first base, and, of course, it would be a team-by-team thing, depending on who you got in the corner outfield spots. He may even project as a center fielder. I mean, he can run. And so maybe he gets put in the outfield, but that's if you got like a Mark McGwire or somebody playing first base. So it'll be a team-by-team decision. I don't think you can go wrong whether you put him at first or the outfield. I do not think it's a waste of his speed because you're going to use his speed offensively if he's in your lineup. So he's got two more years at LSU. So I'm looking forward to seeing if they can stack these years together because it's tough, man. It's tough to keep those numbers up for three straight years. And you got two of them doing it, Dylan Cruz and Trey Morgan.
Todd Walker, SEC Network analyst, former LSU and Major League Baseball second baseman. You mentioned we've talked ad nauseum about Dylan Cruz and Trey Morgan, but I think, and tell me if you agree with this, I think Gavin Dugas is probably the unsung hero, or at least the untaught. He should get more press. I mean, he should get more credit. I think we haven't talked about him enough in the year he's had.
Well, only because you got two freshmen you didn't expect this from that are all of a sudden just dynamic, But you're exactly right. I mean, Gavin Dugas has been awesome, and he's holding down that three hole in a pretty good lineup. And not only that, if I'm not mistaken, he's leading the team in home runs. So, those first four guys for LSU are tough. There's no question. And then the rest of the group, it's just kind of piecing it together, more defense than anything. But those four guys are as good as it gets, really. And we're going to find out this weekend what they're made of because now their backs are really against the wall and time's running out.
Todd, if I force you to put money on one of the two not returning next year on the coaching staff, is it Paul Menary or Alan Dunn not returning? Especially if they don't make the postseason.
Oh, I don't know, man. I know that the only thing I know is that Paul Menary has a couple more years on his contract. So I think that keeps him there. I don't really know the relationship with him and AD. The staff has underperformed, but I don't know if that's AD's fault. I never, I was a player and I never blamed the coaches. If players weren't performing and it was me, it was my fault. I got to play better. And so I don't really see, like Landon Marceau's doing great. So AD ought to get credit for that. AJ Labus has kind of evolved as a two starter. And then it's those other guys that you kind of wonder, like, could they have done more, with a better coach or a worse coach? Who knows? I don't know if AD gets very much credit for the Landon Marceau and AJ Labus as much as the blame for all the rest of the bullpen, for example. But, Skip Berman always used to say, coaches get way too much blame when they lose and way too much credit when you win. Because in the end, in baseball, you roll those nine guys out there and they got to play.
How excited are you about Hold the Rope, that documentary that's going to be done on Skip Berman on May 23rd at the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame? I think you're going to be attending that, right?
Yeah, that's down at LeBurge. They're going to show a premiere there. And then, of course, it's coupled with his 83rd birthday, I think. And so it'd be a good little celebration for all of us. And then I think it premieres on the SEC Network the next day, the 24th. And then the 25th is my birthday, but it also opens up the SEC tournament. So that's the Tuesday when they play the four games in the single elimination round of the SEC tournament. That's the May 25th. So that's what's happening those 3 days. I'm really excited about that, looking forward to it, and seeing what they got to say, because I didn't know a whole lot about the history behind before I got there. I knew about 91 when they won the national championship and the players that they had on that team. But, you know, they're going to cover a lot of Furman's early years, you know, when he first got there. And we were the ones, you know, fixing the field and fixing home plate and fixing, you know, getting zip ties and fixing up the batting cages and that kind of stuff that they don't touch anymore, right? So there was all this early stuff that Burtman was head of and involved with and made the players do. There's stories about Burtman making players mow his yard, you know, that kind of stuff. So I'm interested to see how much they cover of the early years of Burtman.
What's your favorite Skip Burtman story that you like to tell, maybe a moment that you guys had, it was a funny quote or something like that? What's your favorite Skip Burtman story to tell?
Well, there's a ton. You know, he was awesome to be around because he had so much knowledge. It was almost like you were around, you know, royalty, you know, and you probably were in college baseball royalty. But so everything he said, you know, you hang on to every word. He'd always have these sayings before we'd start a game. So if you saw us down the right field line before a game and we were in a circle, he would say, tonight you represent your family, you represent your maker, and you represent your school. Tonight, let's play like champions. He used to say that over and over and over every time we play. Another time we were in Omaha, you know, he made us sit on the floor in a dark room and just visualize. And this was before the first game. Some of us hadn't played in Omaha before 1993. They, of course, had won it in 1991 with Skip and some other players. But us new guys were in there, and you just visualize and having success. And we did. We won it in 1993. So I thought that was a big deal. There was a – you know, what's cool about him, too, is we'd get on buses and do these road trips, and he'd get around with us, too, and – Will Hunt was one of our pitchers, and he got up to the front of the bus, and he goes, there's these three ladies sitting around, you know, just chatting, and they go, if you could have sex, wait, can I say this on the radio? If you could have sex with anybody in the world.
Wait, hold on, Todd. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay. I want to stop you right before I get in trouble.
I won't tell that joke. I told it the other day, but anyway, what I'm getting at is he would laugh along with us. It was funny. He was cool, and that was the fun part about it, you know, is that he was one of us, you know. But and again, in the same breath, he was royalty. So, you know, it was what it was.
Well, if I see you off the air at the box or something here soon, I'll ask you to tell me that story that you were about to tell. Tell me.
It really isn't. It's not as dirty as it originally sounds, but still pretty funny. But he would laugh along with us. We made fun of him all the time. And it was comfortable, and it was fun, you know.
Todd Walker, SEC Network analyst, former LSU and MLB second baseman. Todd, do you think LSU takes this series?
Well, again, I'm just going off of what I thought against the Auburn series. I thought that they were going to have a tough time against Auburn, and they beat them 2 out of 3, and they lost the 2-1 game on Sunday. Probably should have swept them. And so, you know, it's been up and down with this team, and there's been a few other teams in the SEC similar, like Georgia. But I would say that they're going to take 2 out of 3. And you know, you'd say that with more confidence in years past because Baton Rouge was a home field advantage for them. But this year, that's not the case. They got swept by Mississippi State at home. Arkansas rolled in there, beat them 2 out of 3 pretty easily. And so I don't know. I mean, you know, it's a home field for LSU, but it hasn't seemed to be an advantage. So Alabama's good. That's all I'm going to say. They're better than I thought they would be even five weeks ago. And then A&M's better. And next week when they have to travel to A&M, even that's, you know, going to be tough. So they got to win 4 out of 6. So if they sweep this weekend, that makes the job next weekend a little easier. I'd like to see them hold Landon Marceau out next weekend so they can throw on the single elimination day of the SEC tournament. Because, you know, if you watch that before, usually it's like the number 4, number 5, number 6 guys going in that single elimination round. I'd like to see them hold Landon Marceau back, win that single elimination round of the SEC tournament. Now you get into the double elimination round. And, you know, go from there.
Todd Walker, thank you so much for the time, man.
All right. Sorry I made you show X-rated, but enjoy, you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.